I love asking you work questions because, you know, you were a boss, you were a program director. You have a really, really good work ethic. And I should tell people that I have a good work ethic, but I'm a little bit of a hothead. So a little bit. So I use you. Shut up. I use you in those scenarios. If something is blowing up, I've learned to not respond, and I let you handle it. That is how you and I have been able to function as a team successfully for so many years. Something crazy happens, I don't storm into anybody's office anymore. You handle it because you're so good at the office politics and the office PR stuff.
Right.
You're really, really good at that. So I always like to ask you, every time a study comes out about work stuff, because you're a really good source and a really good gauge of whether it's a yes or a no.
Okay.
Before I tell you the results, here's the question that was asked. Is it important to have friends at work?
God, no.
Okay, why not?
Because that's not a place that's not where you go hang out with friends. That's where you go to work. If you want to hang out with friends, do it after work. That's the one thing I cannot stand about offices and radio stations. You got to go there and hang out with your friends. You get a cup of coffee. You go hang out in their cubicle for an hour. No. This is time to work, not time to be friends.
Well, let me add this little wrinkle to it. You know, people, let's pretend people are not working from home right now. Or even if they are, I guess you can have friends and still work from home. When you are spending that amount of time at work, I mean, the thing that you and I, our job was only like a certain amount of hours, and then we had like events here and there. But there are a lot of people that spend 8 hours plus at an office or with other people. Don't you think that in that environment, it should be a little bit enjoyable? You should have people that you like or talk to or can relieve, like let off steam with?
No. I will prove it to you in one sentence on Monday morning. How was your weekend?
I know you hate that.
Oh, God.
Right.
We would get it every Monday morning.
And then what would we get on Friday?
What are you doing this weekend?
Right.
Oh, God. You know what? Just go to work. Get it done and then go home.
They were very interested in our weekends. What are we supposed to be doing that they were so interested?
Well, the one guy that always asked, he didn't have many thoughts.
Right, that's true.
You know,
right.
He had only a couple of thoughts in his brain at any given moment, so that was the one of five things he could choose from.
That's a very good point, yeah.
But no, I have a name for it at work that the comedy store is open, because you'll have four people in somebody's office and they're just laughing their ass off. So I guess the comedy store is open.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Work. We got shit to do. You're affecting me going home early because you are in a comedy store.
All right, so here's what the study found. The thing that's important that I will say overall, the study found you don't need to make friends, but you need to be friendly to get ahead in your job. Like, at least be friendly, at least let people think that you're open to stuff and you're not, you know, somebody that they can't communicate with in case they need to. But the study found that 20% of people said that they had a best friend at work, not just a friend at work, but a best friend. Okay, so the study found this repeatedly, that there's a concrete link, meaning this is pretty solid, that if you have friends at work, like good friends at work, the amount of effort you put into your job is higher because you like them. You like the environment. You want everybody to be engaged with each other and be happy that they're there and work hard together. Like, being friends with people at work is actually a positive thing. It makes you work harder.
I don't believe that at all. I think that if you keep your head down, and it depends on what you do for a living. If you're
right, that's
somebody
true, that's
that
true.
Works at Amazon in the factory collecting the things that come in, no. It's not
right.
Good that you have friends. Keep your head down and keep moving forward.
Maintaining those friendships as opposed to just going to work and getting it done. This is the downside. So it's one thing if you have people that you're friendly with at work and then you leave for the day, they leave for the day, and bye, see ya. That's the environment you should be in that makes you more productive. But if you maintain friendships as opposed to just going to work and getting it done, that causes higher stress and emotional exhaustion because you have to maintain those friendships and think about them outside of work. And the whole idea of leaving work is to decompress and let that all go. So a lot of people that maintain too many friendships at work think about it when they're home. And then the real test is when you leave the job, most people, those friendships end.
Right.
So how,
they're not,
how close were you?